Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to two openings this morning, please? Go to Acts, the first chapter, and 2 Timothy, the first chapter. Acts 1 and verse 8. It says, "You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you'll be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Let's pray and release our faith for utterance right now. Father, we ask you to open your word to us. Open our understanding. Give us eyes and ears, and heart and mind that'll see, hear, and receive. Say exactly what you know we need to hear and see right now. And we'll receive it. We'll believe it and receive it. And by your grace, we'll do it. In Jesus' name, amen. And the Living Bible says it like this. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you'll receive power to testify about me with great effect. Well, that's what witnesses do. They testify. You'll receive power to testify about me with great effect. The Weiss translation says, "You shall receive power of the kind which God has and exerts after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be those who testify of what they have seen and experienced, my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth." My witnesses, Jesus said. Are you His witness?
Yes.
Now, in talking about the Holy Spirit coming on them and us, this is what He emphasizes as some of the main reason why He has come upon us. And it is more important than most people have thought for. Our witness is one of the most important parts of our life down here. And it is powerful by the agency of the Holy Spirit beyond us, beyond our natural ability to influence. "You will testify about me," He said, "to great effect." Why? Because of the power of the Holy Spirit. As you're testifying, as you're witnessing, as you're giving your testimony, something greater than you comes on the scene.
Amen.
To open up the eyes and ears of the ones hearing the testimony and to reveal the reality of it to them. Divine power. Holy Spirit manifestation. Thank you, Lord. In 2 Timothy 1, 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The next verse says, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord." So when he's talking about the Lord didn't give us a spirit of fear, that's talking about in connection with your testimony. Not being afraid to testify. He said, "Don't be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." Now he touches on something we're about to get into in some detail. You will be resisted and persecuted for your testimony. Now you might not want to think about that, or you might not want that to be true, but it is true. But the reason it's true is going to bless you and make you shout if you get a hold of it. I'll just get ahead of myself a little bit and then we'll come back. Why is the testimony resisted so much? Why is it persecuted so hard? And here's the answer. Because it is so powerful.
Amen.
We, for the most part, have not realized how powerful our genuine, honest, true witness of what the Lord has done for us is. When the Holy Spirit gets involved with it, it is so much more powerful than most folks realize, because so many people think, well, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a great apostle. I'm not a this. I'm not a that. I'm just me. Yeah, but you know something. I said, you know something. You were there when you got born again. You were there, and you know what happened. And that makes you dangerous. Dangerous to the devil. Dangerous to darkness. You were there when the Lord filled you with the Holy Spirit. You were there when the burden of sin and condemnation rolled off of you and you got free. You were there. And you can tell it like nobody can tell it. How many know that nobody can tell what the Lord has done for you like you?
Amen.
And when it's true, and you're telling your eyewitness account of what you saw the Lord do, what you heard the Lord say, what you experienced the Lord doing, the Holy Spirit manifests.
Amen.
And it's powerful. I said it's powerful.
Amen.
And the enemy will do anything he can to squash it, to quench it, to silence it. Because it is most dangerous to his work. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit's come on you. And what'll happen? You'll be witnesses. You'll testify for me, Jesus said. How many will volunteer and say, I will testify for Jesus? If Jesus says, will you testify for me? You say, I will. I will. In front of anybody. Anywhere. I will. And one thing we talked about earlier is that many people have thought witnessing meant preaching. You know, learning how to preach an evangelistic message and going out and finding a stranger and preaching an evangelistic message to them. That is the common concept of witnessing. But that's not really what he's talking about. Preaching is not the same thing as witnessing. It's not the same thing. We saw the scripture in James and other places that not many of you should try to be teachers. And not all are called to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And yet every believer that knows God has a testimony.
Amen.
And many have stumbled in this because they went out and tried to preach to somebody and they're not called and anointed to preach. And it just didn't turn out very well.
Amen.
And they forgot their verses and got their points mixed up. And they're thinking, I'm not doing that again. But the thing is, where are you supposed to do that to start with? No. And sometimes people think witnessing means I got to go tell people what I believe. Or I got to tell people what my, you know, the doctrinal positions my church holds. Or what my pastor preaches. No, no, no. What is a witness? A witness is one who testifies. And one who testifies what they have seen and heard and know.
Yes.
And this firsthand eyewitness accounts are accepted as valid evidence in courts of the land. And in the earth it is. And spiritually it is. So it's not a matter, a lot of times people don't care what you believe. They don't want to hear what you believe or what you think your church believes. But in the right situation, when the Lord prompts you to, and he says, tell them what I did for you.
Amen.
And they can look you in the eye and they see, you're not telling some secondhand hearsay something. You're telling what you know.
Yes.
What he did for you. How he paid your bills.
Amen.
How he healed your baby. And they can look at you in the eye and they can hear the tone of your voice and they know you're telling the truth. When that happens, somebody else gets involved. The Holy Spirit comes on them. Come on, are you listening?
Yes.
And he quickens them and says, what they're telling you is true.
Yes.
What they're telling you is right. God is real.
Yes.
He's real.
Yes.
And he's good.
Yes, he is.
And he'll do it for you too.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And every believer, somebody say every believer.
Every believer.
Everybody that knows God has a testimony.
Yes.
And everybody should not be afraid nor ashamed to stand up and speak up and tell it when the Lord prompts you to. Now go to the book of Revelation, please. Revelation, the 12th chapter. I'm going to read from the Weiss translation in verse 7. Revelation 12, 7. Man, I'm seeing some things about this personally that I hadn't seen before. And one of the things that's impressing me so much is how important your and my witness is. If you'd asked me months ago, is it important? I said, oh yeah, yeah, very important. But I didn't realize how important it is. It is the light of God manifested in the earth. And it is the devil's worst nightmare.
Come on.
And the good news is he just ain't big enough to shut us up. Because greater is he. Oh yeah, greater is he that's in me and you than him that's in the world. Now let's look how serious this thing is. Revelation 12 and 7, I'm reading from the Weiss translation. Says there, John is seeing in the Spirit. And the Lord laid out to him how things were going to unfold from where he was to the end. He said, there arose war in heaven. Michael and his angels went forth to do battle with the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. Man, there's a lot of things happened and have happened and are going to happen spiritually. And it says, yet they did not have the power to win out. Neither was there found any longer place for them in the heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down once for all, the snake, the ancient snake, the one called the devil, the slanderer, and Satan, the adversary, he who deceives the entire inhabited earth. That is his big weapon, deception. That's his big thing. Is now, what does it mean to be deceived? Being deceived means you believe a lie is true. If you knew it was a lie, you wouldn't be deceived. Right? But you're thinking it's true, you're believing it's true, and it's not. It's a lie. You're deceived.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.